Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He is here. We're going to finish talking a little baseball, but let's start with the biggest story in the country. And we all should be paying attention to the rise with the Delta variant and COVID. I want to talk about the Takeout, his podcast with Maryland Governor Larry Hogan. It is must listen for me every week, The Takeout. I want to start, Major, with the Republican governor of Alabama, Kay Ivey, who yesterday called out the unvaccinated folks. Folks are supposed to have common sense, but it's time to start blaming the unvaccinated folks, not the regular folks. It's the unvaccinated folks that are letting us down. She's talking about it in her state, where they're just under 34% fully vaccinated. That is the lowest vaccination rate in the country for any state. For a Republican governor to be this blunt and direct, how unique and how important is this story?
It's very important, Chad, but it's also highly predictable. And it shows, you could see if you listen to her words or see the expression on her face, the governor of Alabama feels helpless. Helpless because she is now trapped in a world in which I guarantee you she was getting advice a month ago from her public health officials was coming. Governor, the Delta variant is real. If we don't improve our vaccination rate, it will rip through Alabama. Now it is, and there's no way to stop it. We learned this a year ago. The numbers only go in one direction if mitigation methods are not pursued. Only one direction. It's not sideways. It's not down. It's up. First cases, then hospitalizations, and then death. We learned this a year ago. And in lower vaccinated states, these risks are not just real. They're playing themselves out. It's not theoretical. It's not abstract. People are getting sick. They're being hospitalized. And then they're dying, and just before death, in some of these states with low vaccination rates and high skepticism or hesitancy or outright opposition, loved ones are saying, oh my God, if we'd only knew. No,
You knew. Yes, you did.
You had every reason to know, and you chose not to believe. Not believing is not the same as not knowing. And we have a political environment in this country in which there are those who, to protect their own television cable market share, are letting things be said that they know are not true.
They're lying.
And all these Republican governors know they're not true. And they know that they should be more aggressive on the pro-vaccination side. But they aren't, because they're afraid of this political dynamic. A political dynamic, by the way, that former President Trump sets in motion and continues to create space for, as he did at CPAC in Dallas just a week and a half ago. A whole parade of people saying, isn't it great the nation and our state, fill in the blank, didn't reach its vaccination goals.
And people applauding.
People applauding.
Yeah.
People applauding.
Sad.
And David Begno, my colleague at CBS, had an amazing interview with a gentleman in Louisiana who was dead set against getting the vaccination, in a hospital on oxygen. And he still said, I'm not getting the vaccine. After the interview, David Begno talked to his treating physician. And he said, well, doctor, the patient I just spoke to said I'm not going to get the vaccine because it's only been approved for emergency use authorization. It's not fully approved. To which the doctor said, that's true. But guess what? The medicine we're using him to save his life is also emergency use authorization.
Exactly.
So if you're going to take one, why not skip the hospitalization step and take the vaccine?
Right. So expand on what Larry Hogan said. He's the Republican governor from Maryland.
Yeah.
He has been a realist about this. He's a Republican. Yeah. He doesn't hide from that. But when Trump engages in some of the nonsense and shenanigans, he separates himself. To me, he has been a truth seeker and a truth teller on COVID. Expand on what he had to say during the podcast.
So he said a couple things that are really important. First of all, Maryland's vaccination rate statewide, full vaccination is 58%. There are only a few states higher than that, all in the Northeast, Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine. So Maryland is doing for its region. It's ahead of Virginia. It's ahead of the District of Columbia, Pennsylvania, Florida, New York, California, Texas. It's in really good shape. And its case rates, though they are increasing, are still very low compared to the national increases that we're seeing in certain states. So he feels like they're in good shape. He also knows that their level of testing has diminished, as it has in many other states. He's going to ramp that up because he goes, we've got to test more and trace more to understand if there are breakthrough cases, even among the vaccinated. I said, are you going to require your kids at school to wear masks? Because the American Academy of Pediatrics has said, do that. He said, no, I'm not going to do that. I said, once the vaccines are fully approved, which is in a huge legal threshold to cross, and it's coming in the next few weeks, will you mandate vaccinations for certain things that go on in the state of Maryland? He said, no, I will not mandate the vaccines. We'll only strongly recommend it. And he goes, and I think once it's fully approved, some of the hesitancy will go away. I said, that's a hope, Governor. Why not just mandate it? He goes, because the politics are terrible and the legal hassles will be unending. And I just don't want to fight that battle. I'm yep. like, okay. So that's where he is. And he also said, the Trumpian part of the Republican Party is most responsible in our country for vaccine misinformation and disinformation, and it's not close.
It isn't close. Major Garrett is with us. Okay, speaking of President Trump, and I want to get to President Biden after, and another appearance publicly where I think he made some – I thought it was troubling how confused he was a couple mm-hmm. of times, and we've yep. talked about this before, and it's worth noting again. But this is such a con that the former president pulled off when his PAC raised $75 million. $75 million in the first half of the year. As he was touting again, the election was stolen from me. The election was stolen from us. Please help me. Please help me. And as it turns out, Major, as you know, not a penny of that money has been spent on the efforts, the bizarre efforts in Arizona or the other efforts of reviewing elections. It has been helping him with this cost of still being the president and having that coffers available to him to be as powerful as he wants to be in 2022 and with 2024 just looming. So for all the people who donated the money because they believe in Donald Trump, and there are tens of millions who believe in Donald Trump, and sadly tens of millions who don't look at facts because he lost. It's a competitive race, but he lost. None of that money, none, zero, has been used for the basis of how that money was given to the former president.
Right. And for some Trump supporters, that will matter. For the vast majority, it won't. Because their involvement in politics, Chad, is not strategic, but primal. And it's deeply psychological, and it's deeply wrapped up in their identification with what Donald Trump to them represents and what he's fighting on their behalf against. And as I talked to Larry Hogan, the Republican governor of Maryland, I said, isn't the whole problem with vaccinations emblematic of where our politics is? He said, yes, people will not do something to save their lives and make them less a problem from a public health position in their own community. Because if they do so, they will somehow in their minds be giving in to a political orthodoxy they reject. So their own health is less important than the identity they ascribe to not giving in to a political orthodoxy they oppose.
Yes.
And in that world, Chad, I don't know how you say to each other and how we look in the mirror as a country and say, our politics is still stable. They feel deeply destabilized to me, and dangerously so.
Yes, no doubt. This will not be the first time we talk about it. This will not be the last time we talk about it. The President of the United States has a town hall on CNN with Don Lemon, and this reflected what has happened to him a number of times. Joe Biden is always, as a senator, who's someone who spoke a lot and at times foot in the mouth, a gaffe, and at times you could laugh at it. Major, to me, it is significantly troubling the number of times when the President of the United States seemingly gets very confused whether he's making a statement without the teleprompter or he's answering questions. I don't think it's close to where he was 5 years ago. The former president drew a lot of scrutiny. We just offered a lot of scrutiny to him. I think he earned all of that. What part of this on Joe Biden and the moments that are happening, I think, at an alarming frequency, trouble you as a reporter, and are they getting the proper amount of coverage?
They're not getting the proper amount of coverage because no one knows what to say about them, in the sense that if you're watching, you can tell, and you don't need to be told what you just watched. I do think it's time to ask more questions about what is this going on? I was the anchor of our special event coverage when the president made his remarks about Afghanistan. And he had several moments in those prepared remarks that he's reading off a teleprompter where he stumbled badly.
Yep.
Just badly. And seemed to lose his focus, lose his place. And then in the question and answer, there were times where he was vigorous and direct and emphatic, and other times where he wasn't. And in the Don Lemon town hall, let's just put this in some sort of context. But that's not the hardest atmosphere for him to participate.
No.
That's not the hardest interlocutor he's going to find at CNN.
No.
Jake Tapper, my good friend and colleague,
yep,
would have stopped him several times and said, wait a minute. What did you just say?
Yep.
That's not right. When he said, if you're vaccinated, you can't get the virus, the Delta variant. Yes, you can. People in the White House have gotten it. Members of staffs of Congress have gotten it this week. I mean, talk about frontal lobe stuff. It's happened. It's in the headlines right now.
Yep.
And to be the president of the United States and say, well, if you're vaccinated, you can't get a breakthrough case. Hello? Yes, you can. It's less serious, for sure. You're much better off being vaccinated. But that just looks daffy. And he isn't what he used to be, not by a long shot. The other issue that the White House press corps has to deal with, and it's the same one with President Trump and the volatility of President Trump and the irascibility of it. What do you do with it? He's the president. Nothing's going to change. It is what it is. And the public can see for itself and decide what their level of comfort or discomfort is. But there are times, to your point, Chad, and I'm not sure I would describe it as alarming frequency, but it is persistent, that you cannot simply say, oh, it's the stutter. It does look to be like he just drifts off for a second or two.
He does. He just does.
And that is something that we've never encountered before as a country. And the one thing I would say in the general political atmosphere is that Trump doesn't really beat on that anymore. And I think that's telling. Like, he doesn't even need to.
Yep, I agree.
Or anybody else.
I got about 30 seconds here. Give me a reaction going from the Cleveland Indians to Cleveland Guardians.
Well, that would not have been my choice. I thought there were a lot of other choices that were available that were historically related to the Cleveland franchise. I understand the need and the imperative to do this and to come up with a different name. It doesn't ring really true to me. It doesn't feel like it fits, but they're going to make it fit, and I wish them the best. And I just want to say, Chad, before we go, and I know we have to jump here, but some great news about a new ownership group of the T-Wolves, right?
Oh, my God. Dan, what? Tapper's been trying to get on the show. Get Tapper next Friday. Hang up on him right now, Dan. Just hang up.
No, that laughs too
hang good. Up on him. Look at that. Listen to that laugh. It's almost vindictive now. It's normally good-natured. It's cackling now. This has ended our friendship.
I was put up to it, and I enjoyed it immensely.
Exactly. All right, man. Love it as always. All have right. A great weekend.
See you.
He is the best, Major Garrett.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.